Myra Kalman is a talented artist as well as an author of books for young people and adults. Her art has been featured on New Yorker magazine covers. Her designed art pieces have been featured in the Museum of Modern Art store. She lives in New York City, and the Penguin Young Readers Group has published her latest book for young people entitled Thomas Jefferson, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Everything. Myra Kalman, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about Thomas Jefferson and why he inspired this book.
We're very lucky that the founders of this country happened to be geniuses and understood philosophy. So Thomas Jefferson was truly a Renaissance man and interested in so many different things that it's impossible not to find him interesting. And a very complex man, obviously, with a complex history. So I was doing pieces for the New York Times, and he became one of the subjects of my interest.
And your research led you to the Thomas Jefferson Foundation and Jefferson's home at Monticello.
Monticello was a place that I visited many times. And I say that everybody on earth should visit Monticello because it is life-changing to see somebody's brain articulated graphically in land and in a building.
The book touches on a number of topics, including his love of books, music, vegetables, as well as politics and slavery. How did you narrow down what you wanted to include?
It's very interesting to work for children because you really have to edit what is most relevant and what really is most poignant. I think that the author has to follow an instinct of these are the things that are really vital for me to communicate. And when it's interesting to me, I think it's going to be interesting to children and to the parents or the adults reading the book.
Did you start with a text and then create the artwork?
It's a lovely situation. I can paint and write as needed. So there are images that I see that I know that I want to do a painting of, and then I can write for that or vice versa. So it's a fluid situation that one enhances the other.
How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, I always procrastinate a tremendous amount, and I need to ponder. So I took a lot of trips to Monticello. The book was brewing over the course of 3 or 4 years, at least. But to actually sit down and write and paint, probably about 6 or 8 months.
And I enjoyed the 2 pages about his love of vegetables. Would you mind reading those for our listeners?
Sure, I'd be happy to. He had extensive gardens and really experimented a lot with vegetables and believed that meat should be a side dish and the vegetables should be the main course, which is exactly what people are saying now, so it's quite wonderful. So the text is, often he would go to his vegetable garden. Thomas Jefferson loved his garden almost more than anything. He believed people should take care of the land and grow healthy food. A garden makes people happy. He thought vegetables should be the main course and meat a side dish. His favorite vegetables was peas. Peas are really wonderful and fun to count. And I have a pea list. Arkansas, black-eyed, cowpea, everlasting, hotspur, marrow fat, pearl, Prince Albert, Prussian blue, and more. To me, that's a poem, his list of peas.
Well, there's a wonderful glossary at the end of the book with definitions of some of the people and places you include earlier in the book. A great history lesson for young people.
Yes, I think that the lyrical aspect of writing a book is grounded in information, in real information, and talking to children honestly about both the positive things and, of course, the horrific things like slavery. So there's nothing that needs to be shied away from, and it's all really something that can be discussed.
Well, let's talk about you for a little while. You've designed a number of items like watches and clocks and umbrellas. How much of your time is devoted to your artwork as opposed to your writing?
My writing and my artwork take up most of my time. I teach graduate design at the School of Visual Arts in New York. I teach a seminar. But basically, what I really love to do is to write and to paint and to wander around the world. It's a nice job. And to show you as a journalist what I'm seeing and how I feel about it. And to me, all of the things, the normal things around us are really important and beautiful. And also walking is an extraordinary thing to do. Probably the best thing in the world to do is just to take a walk, which Jefferson loved to do also.
Did you take a walk in China where you had an exhibition?
Yes, I took many walks, and that's just the way to amble about, because your mind is cleared and you're able to think of things and just to absorb. I mean, the point is just to really to absorb what's around you and to be empathetic to what you're seeing, to the people that you meet, and it really enhances your humanity.
Talk about the exhibition in China. How did that happen?
I was invited by the head of the illustration department at Beihang University to have a show and to give a lecture, so I was there before we hung up the phone.
And you also worked with the New Yorker magazine and have a new project with them.
So the New Yorker has been a place where I can do a cover of a funny-looking bulldog in blue booties, or write about Ground Zero and what's happened there, or do a cover about New Yorkistan. So it's an ongoing collaboration where they allow me the freedom to just come up with ideas, and then I can say, would you like to publish this?
And what are you working on now?
Now I am working on, I've curated a show for the Cooper Hewitt Design Museum in New York, which is a part of the Smithsonian Museum, and I'm writing a few books for them about design, one for children and one for adults. And I've just done a book for the Museum of Modern Art based on their photography collection, so it's paintings and photographs, collaboration with Daniel Handler, who's more famously Lemony Snicket. So there are a lot of projects going on, and I'm about to go to Japan in a few months to take a big trip there. So wonderful and interesting things.
Would you share the last page of your Thomas Jefferson book, which is a beautiful sentiment?
If you want to understand this country and its people and what it means to be optimistic and complex and tragic and wrong and courageous, you need to go to Monticello. Walk around the house and the gardens. The linden trees might be in bloom, filling the air with their delicious perfume. Maybe you will lie down under a tree and fall asleep thinking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Myra Kalman, whose new book for young people is entitled Thomas Jefferson, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Everything. Thanks for sharing it with us tonight, Myra.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato.